Compline, Tuesday of Holy Week. The Gospel of John, chapter 12, verses 20 to 36. Now among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honour. Now my soul is troubled, and what should I say? Father, save me from this hour. No, it is for this reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven. "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd standing there heard it and said that it was thunder. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered, "This voice has come for your sake, not for mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. The crowd answered him, "We have heard from the law that the Messiah remains forever. How can you say that the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" Jesus said to them, "The light is with you for a little longer. Walk while you have the light, so that the darkness may not overtake you. If you walk in the darkness, you do not know where you are going. While you have the light, believe in the light, so that you may become children of light." After Jesus had said this, he departed and hid from them. Daylight. Walk in the light while you can. Again, light and dark are in tension, held in knife-edge balance as we continue to walk through Holy Week. In this passage, Jesus tells us, if you walk in the darkness, you do not know where you are going. While you have the light, believe in the light, so that you may become children of light. On Holy Tuesday, with the black night of Maundy Thursday and the cosmic darkness of Good Friday just hours away, we are invited to walk in the light in order to become children of light. We must walk in the light, even if sometimes Christ seems to be hidden from view. We must walk in his light so that we do not lose our way in the darkness, or let the darkness of anxiety and fear overwhelm us. Jesus tells us, "Now my soul is troubled." In times of fear and anxiety, this passage reveals Jesus as truly human and divine in a way that can bring us comfort. He feels what we feel, but can see beyond it to his divine purpose. The passage provides a window of insight into how Jesus felt when he approached his death. Some have imagined Jesus would be immune to such feelings, but not so. The very soul of Jesus was troubled as he walked through the valley of the shadow of death. These words he speaks are a comfort to us when we contemplate our own mortality or grieve the loss of a loved one. In the end, Jesus came to a place of peace about his death. He does not welcome it, but neither does he fear that death will destroy him. Jesus laments his coming death, whilst finding comfort and confidence in the one who sent him into the world. The theologian N.T. Wright has recently written about lament as part of the Christian response to the coronavirus crisis. Perhaps what we need, he writes, is to recover the biblical tradition of lament. Lament is what happens when people ask why and don't get an answer. It's where we get to when we move beyond our self-centered worry about our sins and failings and look more broadly at the suffering of the world. The point of lament, woven into the fabric of biblical tradition, is not just that it's an outlet for our frustration, sorrow, loneliness, and sheer inability to understand what is happening or why. The mystery of the biblical story is that God also laments. And in this passage, we see Christ lament also. Lament is something we can embrace in these times, but also support each other in. A troubled soul cannot be hurried along. Listening to another express anxiety or fear about things that threatens us is to be honoured. We must prayerfully trust that the God whose reassuring voice came down from heaven will be with each and every one of us as we inhabit these anxious times. St. Paul speaks of the Holy Spirit groaning with us as we lament. The doctrine of the Trinity teaches us to recognise the one God in the tears of Jesus and the anguish of the Spirit. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are with us. As N.T. Wright puts it, we are never alone in lament, for the Holy Spirit laments with us, and as the Spirit laments with us, so we become, even in our self-isolation, small shrines where the presence and healing love of God can dwell. And out of that, there can emerge new possibilities, new acts of kindness, new scientific understanding, new hope. Amen.